Welcome to The Endless Fight, a podcast about the fraud and mistreatment within the elderly care system of New York City. Hosted by Gardner Schenker Foundation students, Silla Tofti and Mariyutsu Moran, and in collaboration with LaGuardia Community College and the LaGuardia and Wagner Archives of Queens, New York. So, hi. Welcome to the very last episode of The Endless Fight.
Yeah, it's so sad that...
I know! Yeah, it's our last episode. After 1 year of working.
Yeah, we have had a great time, like, doing this project.
Yeah, we learned so much. I mean, yeah, I think both of us learned so much.
Yeah, we get great opportunities during the entire semester and everything.
Yeah. So this episode, that's why we decided to kind of just make this like a reflective episode where we can kind of look back and share just our experience on the project and as fellows of this program.
Yeah, I think the fellowship has provided like us with many opportunities to hear from different professionals in the field.
Yeah,
it has give us like a huge of knowledge and new things to learn.
Yeah,
through the
definitely.
Whole process.
Even though some of it was a little bit hard and difficult, and it took definitely a lot of time, I wouldn't take it back. It was such a great opportunity for us to be a part of this program. So yeah, we would like to just tell you a little bit more about our experience, getting to learn what an actual archive is, how it works, how to work with the documents inside it. Also, how, like Mariyutsu said, we learned from...
Yeah, we learned from successful female journalists and doing groundbreaking work in the field.
Yeah. And also why we ended up choosing to do a podcast and how it was an unknown form of media for both of us and just our experience learning how to put together a podcast, edit it, and find interviewees for it.
Yeah, so okay, so I think we can start talking about the archives, our experience in the archives, you know, go over a huge amount of information and documents.
Yeah, I mean, when we started this program, both me and Mariyutsu had never ever set one foot inside an archive. I knew that there was something to do with like old documents, but that's all I knew about archives. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
But it was really cool to learn, like, you know, to take one document and then read through it and then get another box.
Yeah, like we said in episode one, I think we spoke a little bit about it, how like it smelled like old papers and you can like see the typewritten things. And I mean, yeah, and with the help of Molly Rossner, who's one of the main staff in the archives, the LaGuardia and Wagner archives, and with the help of Professor Fox and Professor Navarro, we got to learn how much work goes into actually processing documents that go into the archives.
And then, you know, recopilate the information, the most important information that then we use for write our feature that we did last semester.
Yeah. And one of the reasons that we got to experience working with these documents in the archives is because of Barbara Ross.
Yeah, I think we have to thank her for, you know, donating Asbury's collection to the archives, and also for coming to speak with us and share so many stories about...
Yeah, about her life with Asbury, their friendship. So basically, Barbara Ross was also a journalist at the New York Times. She was a little bit younger than Edith Evans Asbury, but they were really good friends. And she is the lady who gifted the untouched collection of Asbury's documents to the LaGuardia and Wagner archives in the end. Like Mayuti said, she came to speak with us, with the whole group of fellows, and she just told us about their friendship, their stories.
Yeah, I also hear those stories about how printed journalism was so many years ago. And, you know, have a real perspective of how it's a change until today.
Yeah, I think she spoke a little bit about, like, using typewriters.
Yeah.
And the technology was so different. And actually,
there was no internet at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, there was no internet. She said that, like, it's kind of opposite now for, like, us. Because back then, getting the information about, like, for example, nursing homes, right? If Asbury,
she had to go to the library and,
or like request from someone what the health inspections were and what the like details were of the health inspections. But for us, we can just quickly go online, and like that's the easiest part of the research. And I guess like the easiest part for her was like going to actually speak to people and going to write the article, whereas for me personally, speaking to people was the hard part.
Yeah, it was really like the most part that I struggled too much.
Yeah,
especially because of the topic about these nursing homes. That
like the controversial nature of the topic, I guess. Especially yours, because it was fraud. It's like a very touchy.
Yeah, it was really hard to find someone who could share their experience with fraud, and you know, people are not. It is not something that you can go and speaking at like a normal day, or like you talk about the weather.
Yeah. So like, how's the weather today? And also, who was involved in this fraud story?
Yeah, it's not like that. And it makes things harder.
Yeah, but I mean, through the fellowship, there were so many female journalists and that came as guest speakers to speak to our group. And every time, I think, like, this topic came up about, like, finding people to speak with. And even to these, like, successful journalists, this is still one of their main issues, is getting stories out of people, which was good to hear.
Yeah, I mean,
It was good, I think.
It was good to learn that, you know, there are sometimes that an interview just doesn't happen, and then you have to find another way to find a source for your articles, and there is something normal that happened in the field.
That like it's not just because we are amateur journalists. But yeah, like through this fellowship, in our weekly meetings, Molly Rossner and the professors, Professor Navarro and Professor Fox, did so much work to try and get female journalists and speakers to come and share their stories with us, which we appreciated so much.
Yeah, because I think like every guest speaker that we have through this project has something different to offer from their experience. I mean, for me, I can learn like a lot from their work, and also have an idea of how journalism feels now and what I should expect in a job environment.
The first speaker that came to speak to us, her name was Melissa Noel. She spoke to the English students and the photography students that are part of this fellowship. And Melissa Noel is a freelance journalist who spoke about being a woman of color in this like male-dominated industry, and also the challenges of international reporting.
Yeah, it was really great to hear about her project in the Caribbean. And how she approached to her story,
Yeah, and also how she said that, like, freelancing is kind of the way of the future for journalists, yeah, since print is kind of dying in a way.
Yeah, I mean, this about freelancing is something that we also hear from Morgan Skies, who also was another guest speaker.
Yeah, but Melissa Nawal, she also, like, speaking to her, I think, gave the English students another great opportunity, because she has a very close relationship with the Pulitzer Center, and she spoke, she's a mentor for the Pulitzer Center Reporting Fellowship that I think it sends students abroad to work on international reporting issues. So, I mean, just by being a part of this fellowship, we already got our fingers, you know, into other fellowships and scholarships just by proxy of being at these meetings. So that's just one, I think, one example of
the huge opportunities this program has provided us.
Yeah. And yeah, then our second one, like Marietti said, was Morgan Sykes. She was our second guest speaker. She's also a freelance journalist, and she actually has community college origins, just like us. So her story really touched me, because, and I guess you too, because, you know, I could relate to her story a lot. She has, like, a different story.
Oh yeah,
and it's not a traditional, you know.
It's not the
story.
Common stories that we heard, but
yeah, she was a high school dropout. And then I think she got her GED, she went to community college, and just through, like, hard work, and she said she used to, like, sit and just, like, do random little stories for people online for a few dollars, and now, I mean, she's a successful journalist. But she spoke about, she also spoke about the challenges of being a female in journalism today, and how hard it is in today's climate to, you know, make a living out of journalism.
So another guest speaker that we learned a lot from was Sophia Chan. She's a local reporter at Newsday who, like Asbury, focused on local issues in Huntington, Long Island.
Yeah, Ms. Chang has, I think she's covered such a huge, such a diverse...
Yeah, like, diverse community stories.
Like, the metropolitan, in the metropolitan... Wait. Yeah, she's also covered, like, such a diverse range of topics. She's worked in the metropolitan area, education, local politics, development, crime, health, land use. She's just done so many things.
Yeah, and also how she's playing us, like, how to deal with the reporting of breaking news in the local community, and just go out and report about a crime or a fire. And yeah, you know, all these difficulties that sometimes happen at the deadlines of these stories. And yeah, it was really great to speak with her.
Yeah, that's like a whole different part of news. It's like breaking news, right?
Yeah.
She was also, as far as I know, she was part of the team that was a finalist for the 2008 Public Service Pulitzer Prize. So, I mean... And that was a breaking news team as well. So yeah, just learning from these female journalists who have, like, experience in all different parts of reporting was amazing. Just to be able to, like, sit around a small table with them and just ask them anything that we want, you know?
Yeah, and it's cool because we have, like, these private meetings and... You know, it's very personal when you are, like, sitting there and have this person that can, like, guide us in the journalism field. It's something, like, I really appreciate so much.
Yeah, I think something that stuck with me as well about every one of these journalists is that throughout the conversation, they just kept on saying, like, we should all keep in touch. Like, I want your numbers. They made a point of, like, getting our email addresses. They're like, if you ever need a question, like, or you need help, just email me. And, like, the yeah, way in which really they just, open. Like, yeah, they just want to, like, help. And they're like, come on, like, let's do this. We can do this. Like, they weren't, like, exclusive at all to, like, exclude other people.
Yeah. And also the way they push us, like, to make the war, like, if we want to do something, we have to do it because we want to, and not because other person is saying the other thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, it was awesome to speak to these women. And another thing that Morgan Sykes really spoke about was the importance of connections.
Oh, yeah.
And how important it is to just, like, know someone from everyone you know is a connection, you know? So, like, buy a coffee for someone, you know, just have a relationship with people in the world, because you never know who you can get a story from or who knows who.
Or when are you going to need them?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was, they definitely like taught us, like, important lessons, not just for reporting, but it's just, like, for life
yeah.
in general. Yeah, and then lastly, we wanted to just speak about why we chose the podcast as our form of media for the semester's work. I mean, last semester we both wrote articles,
yeah.
So a podcast was, like, kind of a random choice, but actually we decided pretty early on last semester that we would want to maybe merge our topics together.
Yeah, I think that the cool thing of doing the podcast this semester is that it is, like, a more accessible way for approach our topic, like, for people, like, then they don't have to spend, like, a lot of time reading, like, a long article. So they could just put their headphones and hear to our podcast. So, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, Sophia Chang, actually, one of her points that she wanted to give us was that in today's world, like, as a journalist, whether you like it or not, you have to kind of go at it from, like, a multimedia aspect. You have to do all types of journalism to, like, make it as a successful journalist. So I think, you know, learning this unknown media for us was such also a good opportunity, you know?
Yeah, especially for me, because I don't like a lot of speaking. I prefer writing, and I think this podcast gives me, like, a completely new, like, you know, to go out of my comfort zone, that is writing. And yeah, I really like to do this podcast.
Same. Yeah, maybe we should just keep this going afterwards. did it, like, I actually want to ask you, like, did the podcast teach you or show you that you like writing more than speaking, or are you, like, interested in, like, more, like, other types of media now?
I mean, I think I continue to prefer writing, but I mean, the podcast gave me, like, you know, like, this push, like, I think I needed to go out and, you know, talk with people and have a conversation and, you know, improve my speaking skills. Yeah,
I see that. But you still love writing.
Yeah, but I love writing.
That's good.
What about you?
I mean, me? I think that, I mean, the reason I got involved with this project was because I loved writing. And but I think that the podcast really showed me that you know, like there are so many different types of ways in which you can put a collection of work together. And I think that the podcast also showed me that, I mean, it gave me an opportunity to like speak more subjectively about the certain topics and certain stories that I couldn't put into my article, but because it was a little bit controversial, you know, to like name names or like tell certain stories. So I think it's like, it showed me that there's different ways, there's different like times and spaces in which you can like bring certain stories to light, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and like I think also it taught us that like by merging our two topics together, because I mean I don't think I would have been able to do this podcast alone without you. By merging our two projects together, we like learned how interwoven fraud and neglect in the elderly care system actually is, right?
Yeah, I mean it was like a broad way of understand how the elderly care system is today, you know, the different issues that happen within the nursing homes that people usually don't know because there are not stories that are shared every day.
Yeah, like the podcast almost gave us like gave our articles, our individual articles that we wrote last semester, it gave it like a voice, you know?
Yeah.
And it gave it like this supporting work of stories and interviews that like just strengthened it kind of. And it's kind of a cool just like way to
Combining our opinions,
yeah,
and the facts, and then the speakers that we have in previous episodes.
Oh my god, the Will Smith and Rob Schenck, the lawyers. I think
that was a great interview.
Such a great interview. I learned so much while I was just speaking to them, like just like asking them questions, getting the opportunity to ask them questions. It was so amazing. And I think the fact that they have built this whole, I mean, they have a podcast with so many interviews already, speaking to people from all over the world about nursing home neglect and fraud. And they also have a business, they have a practice just specifically for elderly neglect. And the fact that they are able to, you know, speak to people from around the world and build this business on this thing alone is just, I think, proof that there's so much more work that needs to be done in this field. There are still so many issues to be resolved, so still so many problems that people are dealing with, even though some are similar, some are different to what Edith had experienced in the 1970s. Oh, and yeah, just I think knowing that there are people like them out there just trying to help people who have problems is great. Like, you know,
yeah, I mean,
they're serving
the show was like, this is a fight that it's not only that patients are not alone in this fight, that, you know, there are people that can help them to their families and, you know, try to improve the care system in a way that it is valuable, that provides a quality service for all. I am thinking that the interview with the lawyers was like a way to approach this podcast to through an experienced voice, because they are always dealing with these cases and they know the laws and how everything works that people usually don't know.
Yeah, that's true. It did bring like more knowledge to the stories that we were telling. Apart from that, I think like being able to speak to people who had actual experience in nursing homes or senior centers, like getting these like little stories and tidbits and being able to put it together for the public, I think is also so amazing, because it's like you get to put it out there and then their families get to hear like their stories, their voices, the positive ones, maybe yeah. not the negative ones. But yeah, it's such a unique, it's definitely like a unique
yeah, but it's
form of media.
Yeah, it really shows that, you know, even though there are bad things that happen in the nursing homes, you can really like trust in nursing homes that are a good place for elderly people.
And it shows you like how to deal with it.
Like, I mean, as a community, we have to improve a lot, but...
Yeah. What I also liked about the podcast is that it's, like, unedited, you know? Just, like,
yeah.
me and you sitting here right now. I mean, of course, we have structure. There are still, like, we still prepare. We get the topics. And it's so much work to, like, find people to interview and speak with us. But it's... really cool to have this just like unedited version of like media, because I think that like video has so much production behind it, and like radio has so many rules and regulations. TV
yeah.
is a whole different thing.
And in writing, you have to follow, like, you know, check the grammar and
check
the spelling,
and it goes through so many editors before
yeah
you know, and like even when I was writing my article, I had to remove certain things because there were like, you know, you can't just, it's controversial if you just write it in print, but this
yeah, the podcast doesn't have like a concrete guideline.
Exactly.
So it's just a free way of
speaking. And you're yeah. I think like you're, especially in something like this, like you're speaking to a kind of like a direct audience, right? Like no one's gonna tune into listening so a podcast about nursing homes if they don't actually have an interest in nursing homes or
yeah,
like fraud and abuse, you know? So you kind of get to reach people that are interested in hearing the information you have to say, which is awesome. Yeah, and like you said, it's kind of, it's like a portable media.
Yeah. Accessible for all.
Yeah, accessible for everyone. So overall, I think
this has been a huge, great opportunity.
Such a big learning opportunity for us both. I mean, I got to meet Mariuzzi, and she's such an amazing writer. She's
<You too.
laughs> so fearless. We also got to speak in front of a giant crowd the other night.
Oh, yeah.
At the CUNY School of Journalism in Manhattan, we had kind of like
a presentation about our work.
Yeah, and the photography students also had like their works laid out. There was food. Everyone's parents came, professors. It ended up being quite a big crowd.
Yeah.
So we had some public speaking experience. Because we had to speak about our
yeah, but it was really good to share, you know, what we have learned throughout the process.
Yeah, and to see everyone come together and learn about their projects too, it was awesome to hear that. So thankful that Professor Navarro and Professor Fox helped us through this whole journey to learn, to get to know some future female journalists that I'm sure are going to be super successful
yeah.
in their fields.
Yeah, we really hope our listeners have learned so much too.
Yeah,
to
not be scared to try and learn new things and get involved in these research projects. If you're at LaGuardia, definitely, and you have an interest in research or writing, like...
Yeah.
Try and find out about the Gardner Schenker Fellowship, because it's an amazing opportunity. I was scared
right.
to learn all these new things, but it was so positive. It was such a positive experience. So thank you guys for listening. Yeah. To the endless fight.
To the endless fight. It has been like a great time.
Yeah.
Recording our episodes.
And learning. And it is an endless fight, you know? If you have an issue in with a nursing home, with a loved one, just bring it up with someone in power. There's always people who want to help you.
Yeah, report everything that happens. So maybe it can be like an opportunity for us to, you know, reinforce all the laws and everything in the elderly care system.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to The Endless Fight. Goodbye.
Bye.